Thank you. This would be distributed because of the big swivel to use it. And so.
And so, if the United States government might have a right to purchase, not that demand compensation, in some other area or an opportunity to give this to the president as well as denied. And that could increase the complication.
John, did you get a message? I hope you enjoy the situation.
I did. Thank you very much for the invitation. I like this job. I'm talking about a sort of building challenge. It's occurred to me that this might be a good opportunity to go down and visit New Zealand and Australia.
It's the worst time we've ever had. Steve Pepperbrook, Chief Special Counsel.
Way ahead of him.
He's going to back you. Probably do it on the way back.
Yes.
Well, I've never been down in those parts.
And this is why
we found need to touch base.
Yes. Well, because we want to.
Because we hit probably the 17th and 20th.
Yes.
Well, that's sort of the time to back in, so we start.
Yeah, that's the way we back. Back.
Then that would be the main
point. There's no way to see the things.
They probably. Well, actually, Dr. Kissinger did go in. I didn't really call him attention to the, this is the extra, this is pretty assault. Yes, this is the way things are run. The president prefers it that way.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't know.
There we are. It's between us. We can share ignorance. I gather the prime minister was in Dr. Kissinger and also
navigated in that. So
I sort of make myself available there in case we need to.
Shot, I'm seeing Chinese ambassador. there, probably upset if we aren't coming down.
We haven't got anywhere, have we, where the issue stands. You took it up to, next item, maybe?
We sent there to me, and we need to make, perhaps, this meeting last time.
Well, I think he was pretty much preoccupied with that the whole time he was sitting for many hours in the mess image. He's recommended all his staff from next door to let us know, and he breaks out, we'll see what happens.
Is there a washroom in the...
Yeah, that's it. Everybody's doing, fixing it up.
The business is a little...
No, that's the, Dick Helms is at the BFC meeting, Gillis is there.
This is where the BFC meeting, you know, the business is building, right here. He's right opposite him, the president is, but I just want one side layer and the other,
that's Attorney Jen's last time outside, and maybe he brings
Secretary of Treasury.
Yes, to do the...
Maybe I'll speak to him back in.
Love and all will be going back to the shore.
There was a very thorough going there, we'll check up a specialist here. He has a slight impairment in use of his left side, but not anything that's going to really affect his work and his mental processes. Now, of course, in scope is repetition, but they're doing a trying to check to see whether they should have an arterial gram and then follow that with certain kind of operations, basically reading out the artery. And they decided it wasn't working because of a certain risk factor, arterial grams themselves. And if there's any signs of deterioration, which they don't think they can see no reason for, they want to have to come back in 6 months to manage.
Well, the fact that the situation has continued stable, why would we delay this week of time for the medication?
Well, yes, and of course,
now they've been on the whole.
Very old, but it's not that much.
It's always nice to have the senior person present, though, what's the symbol on?
Yeah, it is. I think they have a longer range problem, though, that will be corruption. There's a kind of a split there between the younger generation who's looking for reform and the older generation to stick with the status quo.
Running along that ridge line on the south side of the island, there was a hole
It's all theirs.
But it was.
Yes.
They've had a school.
Given that they had gone up to.
And Lee says he won't charge them rent because they paid $50 million at the time of getting a house and now there's something. He'll set off the notional rent against the $50 million until it's used up. Then he'll charge it.
I received a letter from the board. I don't have it here.
A letter?
Yeah, about Anzac. And various data says that it's addressed to Secretary Green and so forth. We hope very much to do it. Mrs. Sullivan comes to me. We got the answer today.
That's for you.
Yeah, it was just me, so. I drafted a music letter. I don't know if it said it back to me. It said, I'm sorry, I will be going to London that day. But that Ambassador Brown and Mrs. Sullivan were.
It was not you that said that.
The girl was.
The girl had.
I would feel so inclined.
All the men are lucky.
I didn't go to those house parties.
It's the modern thing.
Isn't there a swinging group?
No, it's a gym
class. I realize
it organized a bit like that.
Folks recognize me before the square.
We'll be this time next year in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia.
Well, do you have any better forces in
the last situation?
Let's see, we got 184,000?
That's right, we're going to have 184,000 at the end of this month, but about 100,000 more by the end of the year. So then if you project into, say, the first 3 months of 1972, you know, we have a fairly tiny little number
on that. Maybe December 1st would be 124, and, you know, the rate is sort of irreversible. And I would ask it to go on pretty much the same. That would bring you down to 170 by the end of the year. And then 3 months later, April 1st would be 132,000.
There should be some opportunity to speed the rate up, which is not entirely up to us.
The problem is that there's a certain dichotomy, frankly, in the president's speech.
At one point,
he says one thing, at one point he gives sort of a different or almost an opposite explanation. But only the text in front of him, so I can't give you citations. But when I asked the question, why we can't set a date now, totally wrong along with our proposal, I always say, well, in that case, we won't have any leverage for getting out versus a war. That's the argument.
Well, you said it one side last night. You talked about incentive. You know, it's incentive.
That's one side picture. Then another point, he said, we're not going to bargain terms then against some kind of government.
Well, he was saying that if we go along, set a date, that we would have any bargaining counter for the POWs. Maintain some forces until we're allowing Greece to release all our prisoners.
Yeah, that's what I got from that. That's, the, of course, the argument I always use when I ask questions on this. But there was an opposite argument to use context of speech bills, so much like this happened at this point.
He said something also to me that the enemy generals, this is exactly what they would want, to give an idea of how long it would
take. He cited 3 weeks. Yeah, that was one. It's going to be very hard to answer this argument. All right, so you get down to 50 to 40,000, whatever it is, then you say you're not going to take out those forces until they bring down the field limits. And they say, well, look, we're not going to even talk about that until you get those 40,000 out. And then you're going to have enormous pressures focused by the families.
And also, what sort of a threat will those 40,000? be, as what sort of forces will that be, they would be, as a tree, what I said, or if that be.
Oh, they'd be related, yeah.
Might be some air force people, that man is actually to supply.
I think mostly supply. You'd have to have your ag corps, you'd have to have your, what, the augmented supply group. You'd have to have certain types of personnel connected with.
Care and maintenance, not,
you know, that's just where they are, we just.
But how much does the president's today is worried about the maintenance? And the threat to keep them on, is that enough to exercise much security to the actual prisoners?
Well, I don't think that they would have such a concern about it. But I think they would use it for all sorts of propaganda. They, the idea, until those guys were out of there, they would talk. That doesn't mean that when you got them out, they wouldn't talk. There'd be something else, you know, where you'd have to have a coalition government. I've always said that.
But their presence is a disincentive to them to embark on anything extreme, such as an direct attempt to overthrow the Cyprus government.
Withdrawal itself was predicated on the assumption that they have the capacity to do that. If they had the capacity to do that, they said you would not have
withdrawn. The residual force, I think, would more be more of a symbolic value, sort of a sibling in the spine and stuff like that. This is what we run into to a certain extent in Korea. It's a symbolism of our commitment to stand by them.
Yeah, but you
but Korea is very different because those are divisions. Also, there isn't a war going on. This is a stabilized situation on the DNC.
Yeah.
But the Koreans are very. They've been so used to the security blanket for these many years that any kind of a change.
No, John, that has worked out wrong. Tomorrow, you say, well, you look back to where we were a year ago, the tremendous flag we had in the Koreans. I don't know if you saw a couple of days ago the Telegraph reporter reporting how the Koreans now are proud of the fact that they manned the whole line. It's their responsibility. They got the backup and the symbolism of our commitment and motivation out there. Now, here's the man who set up. It's a very powerful argument for the operation next to Nixon time. I find that this goes across, so I'm able to point out that we're saving $2 million a year.
Yeah.
Which we are. That's $500 million, minus $150 million for additional modernization costs, but we're able to bring back 20,000 and take them off the front line. There's much less hazard than those that are there. The Koreans now have much more of a feeling of confidence. This is the line that they're maintaining. It's a hell of a effective argument. Actually, going back to the previous point, I think we need to argue some points and gain a good deal of support in this country. We already see it in Vancouver Church that we should say that we will give all the forces out by such and such a date if they return our prisoners to war by that date. Or, say, at a certain point down the line, we stop if they have. By that time, I think that's an effective way of putting this. I mean, the only thing you're giving up then is all the other criteria in regard to withdrawal. That would be quite a concession in a way. But in view of the fact that the enemy is going to be this issue, I would deal with it. They are effectively
set a date, give it return.
See, we would say we'll do a deal. We'll say we have all our forces out there. We'll say by June 1973, we would take the deal. Well, we're already meant to say April, March, February, whatever it is, to 73. We're provided that our prisoners of war can return to the bank. The second statement is that we will stop the reductions at a certain point before that. If there's no sign of
maintenance. Wouldn't that
be difficult to make it to the second amendment.
No, because people would always recognize that the prisoner wore armor. And that you would have left. In other words, it's really the same thing as the president's position. The only thing is what you've done is you've focused on only one aspect of the problem, which is the prisoner of war.
Also, that's the reaction to the president's speech.
I haven't seen it.
Then I noticed that there wasn't any sort of analysis. You know, the network's way pretty slow at all.
I thought that was a very effective ad-lib.
Yeah. He's just told us that's a sort of ad-lib.
I think he puts it in terms of, you know, just saying.
But he doesn't have to say that it's just as
well. That may be just a little bit.
I didn't think so. I mean, I've given us all pretty hard and impressed with Europe back. I can see that would put problems in terms of a lot of people.
Yeah, well, take, for example, the support that has suddenly come out of Lieutenant Kelly, which sort of feeling the underdog and pressure explains some of the problems and the terms which will bring out the issues more clearly. Take them in more deeply to the American people, the silent majority, that's what he's looking for.
How much of a reaction have we got now in the States? You know,
I haven't really seen any.
You can only go out to telegrams and letters?
No, but I think we will find out. Certainly, I can check the Nobel Mellon camps and see how things are running.
That was the interesting point just talking about now, but in fact, this really didn't have.
Well, you know, this is something the President Xi does feel is going to think very deeply. I suspect there are a lot of others, you know, who feel much the same way. I am kind of amused the other day and somewhat touched by watching the Jerry Lesson Festival. You know, we've kind of used to dealing with soups with beards and all the Vietnics and all the tea soups and so on. While in the middle of all this, I'm driving hundreds of buses literally from all over the United States and disgorge these marching bands. You know, the typical American, middle American high school marching band that they put on in the shows for a couple of days.
I know, it does make you feel better about life.
That's right.
I taught you high school kids in the last year. It was so different. Why don't you see it?
Just on appearance, from that was very. Well, I talked to one group, there were 950 of them there. The kinds of questions I got were interesting questions. No haggling.
This one I got wrote about some tenses too. You know, my new kids are heading to New Zealand. 20 years behind the times. The world will catch up with them, unfortunately. I mean, the trend is not towards them.
Well, except there are swings and pendulums, you know, this could be a process.
It's the attention span of the younger generation isn't necessarily all that great. I'm going to be very curious to see how the protest demonstrations this season rang with last.
Well, there are various new factors to it. Students are finding it much more difficult to get money for. And
certainly
waking up a bit to the facts of life.
I was speaking to the yesterday, the State Department yesterday, for their annual ship here. There's only time for two questions. One of the questions to me was, what you said to us today, it was all very convincing. I think most of us would buy it. What a business, I'm saying.
Why can't you get that message across to the young generation?
That's something more to be done about. I've told them there are limits in our time, but it is we don't have big coding energy or anything like that. There are limits we do what we can. My special assistant spends all this time backing up the campuses, also on the hill. And I go out at least once a week. So to speak, sometimes it's the university groups. Certainly, I talk to a lot of the educators.
The rest of it, the problem really is when you're in other cities.
Now, one time it was frenzy. They listened and they shouted back. But now it isn't that. Now it's just general war rooms.
And now they ask the Secretary of State. In a cliche, it's immoral. You see, the war is immoral, therefore there's no sense of talking.
And so, what you're doing is just an argument with death. I think it's not fair to say it's an argument of death on our side. If we're listening to them, they're sufficiently concerned that we try to get through. They don't. They just are turned off. Nothing's going to stop this thing until it's over. But there's no amount of persuasion, logic, or anything else that's going to get through, except to some. I'm talking about the bulk, no, but I think some you can get through. Therefore, it's worthwhile.
Don't confuse them with facts. They don't want to list the facts.
So I said, I'm not under any illusions as to how persuasive such an effort would be.
You have to confuse them with facts, but then there's natural or emotional opinions. They also don't have much meaning to ones who are much younger than we are. A term, the old term that our fathers used, like honor and things like that.
Last week I addressed 1,400 people at lunch in Philadelphia. And the people who asked the questions are always critical. Almost always, they were all the Malamy this time, all of them. Actually, they weren't. I said, I guess they were in the hours. And what a cliche you're up against in all time. One of these important, utterly despotic, corrupt governments out there that I'm sort of angry at.
Yeah, the morality business. I answered the other day on that. These six IDS students who also bought in Bill Sullivan. And I said, you've talked a lot about the corruption in South Vietnam and the oppression and so on. Well, one thing about it is that you people, newspapermen like you and others, are allowed to go around and pry into every little nook and cranny. There's very little thing, if anything is done to stop you, and there are 48 newspapers in South Vietnam and so on. Then you make comparison to the government in South Vietnam and the government in North Vietnam. But how much access is there to the government in North Vietnam? What do you know about the North? Two newspapers and no free travel around whatsoever. And he said, told them that until, I wasn't going to buy it, they said, about the government of North Vietnam, until such a time as there was access, and partial groups could move around and make their own judgments, and shut them up.
And then they made these arguments, and they have a sense of Europe as being rational.
It all boils down, we don't want the war, let's get out.
And these for lunch.
Yeah, you have, of course, reduced my challenge, right?
You might have to fight, and they don't want to fight.
Whatever the issue is, I was demonstrating this, it comes from the news center in my office the other day, and so nowadays, a person gets up out of his chair, stumbles over that table, getting out of the door, he says, I'm damn war in Vietnam. I never forget my wife, the reason one time we're stuck home, we're signed there. I turned the handle of our apartment door to go to the office, and the handle came off my hand, and Lisa said, see? And I said, what do you mean by that remark? See? What is the implication of that? And she just broke down laughing. The implication, of course, it was my fault, but I should have realized that that handle had been loose, and she'd reminded me to have it tightened, and so never had a conversation about that, but her instinct was to say, see, put me on the defensive.
The impact of college educated young people, not a very large proportion has actually got into the front lines fighting Vietnam, has it? But the actual fight, though, the chances of a college chap
getting out so much of a college graduate, I think most of them have been college dropouts, those who haven't been able to keep their grades up, and then be
well, I think the basic point is right now.
And those are the ones who are making the most fuss, in fact, the ones who feel these ideas, those who do,
of course,
they have managed to get themselves into units that
the ones who go out there
to supply or various behind-the-lines jobs.
I'm sure you have lots and lots of resentments within the protest movement. I'm sure the GIs have gone out and they're protesting and come back, and that's the leadership of a particular protest group is in the hands of the guy who's never been out there. I'm sure he doesn't all the kinds of resentment.
But around Washington, yeah. Charity functions. The lady I said thinks to her sons and so on. Sense to make sure they don't get caught up in the draft. And these are good Republican, middle American, well-off people who will wear the little flag.
There's a very effective job that this will extend across the wide spectrum. Well, of course, I'll just say this little episode about, what's the name of that housing development up there at the intersection of 70S?
I'm not resting.
Well, you know, where the idea was a man was about to go bankrupt and he was willing to lease these Watkins Glen, at least these townhouses, to the housing authority for housing people with low incomes. The good citizens of Potomac for that area, which is, I guess, really what they do, just up in arms, they just didn't want these poor people in.
Of course, their reasons are perfectly valid. Their real estate
values go down.
Spells to credit of our very select WASPish community that we have of colors. Families who get guilty, so we're.
So they're not being good. They didn't check in Cambridge.
Yes,
yeah.
Gentlemen,
the same.